Hi, my name is Scott Bateman. I'm editor and publisher of Caribbees.com, a travel guide dedicated to cruise and beach destinations in the Caribbean, Mexico, and beyond. Today we will explore St. Martin, one of my favorite destinations. We will talk about why St. Martin is a good choice for a Caribbean vacation, the top attractions and excursions, and the best times to go. So why St. Martin? St. Martin is a very popular cruise port for Eastern Caribbean cruises, and the main attraction there is the city of Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg is a fantastic cruise port, great shopping, dining district. One of the great things about the port is you can walk right off the cruise ship and right onto a beach, a nice beach right there by the docks. But you can also walk right off the cruise ship and go right into Phillipsburg. It's one block into the city, and there you are on Front Street, which is one of the best shopping districts in the Caribbean. But it's not just Phillipsburg that makes it so popular. Other popular attractions for cruise visitors include Orient Beach and Marigo. Now, St. Martin is actually two halves of one island. There is the Dutch half, and there is the French half. The Dutch half actually is where Phillipsburg is located. That is the main tourist area. It has a lot of resorts, and of course, like I said, Phillipsburg for cruise visitors. The French half is not visited nearly as much. It has mainly villas there, so it tends to attract European visitors, and also it tends to attract wealthy visitors. However, it is certainly possible to cross over into the French half. In fact, you hardly even know which side you're on until you reach a certain destination. There are no checkpoints. No one's checking any kind of ID or whatever, so you can cross easily back and forth between the two sides of the island. And by the way, it is the smallest island on the planet that is jointly controlled by two nations. Anyway, if you go to Phillipsburg for a cruise visit, two of the more popular things to do outside of Phillipsburg, as I said, are going to Orient Beach and Marigo. Orient Beach is one of the most famous beaches in the Caribbean. And the first thing I must note is that being on the French side, it tends to be clothing optional. And so if you're going there with a family, you need to be aware of the fact that topless sunbathing is actually fairly common. But you also need to be aware of the fact that a nudist colony is at one end of the beach. And we were rather shocked to see an older man parading up and down the beach with not a stitch of clothing on. So I would not recommend Orient Beach for families that are uncomfortable with nudity. However, there are plenty of other beaches where you can go on the Dutch side and where clothing optional is not an option. And that would include, of course, the beach right by the cruise docks. The second reason to go outside of Phillipsburg and to go to the French side is the small French town of Marigo on the other side of the island. It's a very French-looking town, and it's a very attractive port as well. Now, one of the more popular things to do there is to go to the top of a hill to Fort St. Louis for the views of Marigo and the surrounding bay. So if you do go to St. Martin via a cruise and stop in Phillipsburg, I would recommend spending the day doing those things. Number one, go around Phillipsburg to do the shopping and the dining and just hanging out. It's a very relaxed and casual atmosphere. And then number two and three would be Orient Beach if you're comfortable with that kind of environment. And also Marigo, which is a very relaxed and casual shopping and dining experience of its own. Now, outside of that, one of the more interesting things to do is actually to go over to Anguilla. Anguilla is about a 45-minute ferry ride. You can take a ferry or a charter boat from either Marigo or Simpson Bay, which is near Phillipsburg. And one of the beautiful things about Anguilla is that it's got fantastic beaches. Personally, I've seen a lot of beaches in the Caribbean, and those are some of the best beaches I've ever seen. it's not just the fact that they're pure white sand, but they have virtually no people there. And so the beaches are very clean. The water is exceptionally clear. It's a great snorkeling and scuba diving opportunity. And in fact, that's actually what we did. We got onto an excursion boat in Simpson Bay and boated on over to those beaches and just hung out there for the afternoon. And it was a beautiful day. The water was fantastic. The fish were, I'd say, in the middle in terms of the quality, the number, the colors, etc. But we didn't really care because the beaches were just so attractive. Now, if you don't go to St. Martin via cruise, but instead go for a long-term vacation, a week or whatever, there are a few things to know about that kind of trip as well. As I mentioned, there is something called Simpson Bay, and there are a lot of resorts clustered around that area. So you don't necessarily have great access to excellent beaches there. There are good beaches in that area. They're not necessarily great beaches, but they're good enough, I think, for the most part. So if you just are in the beaches for the fun of it, but not making a big deal about them, and you're not you know, obsessed with them, then I'd say St. Martin is a good place to go for beaches, but that's not the main reason to go there for a week-long vacation. I would say St. Martin is one of those places where you go for the variety of experiences. So we went there for a week. We went to Phillipsburg, we went to Marigot, we went to Anguilla, we went to Orient Bay, and we spent a fair amount of time at the resort. We did some shopping, we walked around a lot. So St. Martin for vacationers for a week is about the breadth of experience and not any one particular thing that makes it fantastic. Now, all that said, there are a few other possibilities. You could take a day trip over to a couple of nearby islands, and they include St. Bart's, which of course is famous for attracting a lot of celebrities and for the fact that it's a very small and quiet island in and of itself. Saba is another day trip, which is known for ecotourism, for hikes through the jungle and the rainforest and so forth, and a few other excursions like those. So overall, that's the kind of thing that would be attractive for going to St. Martin and spending time there. They do have a few other attractions. There's a Mount Vernon plantation, there's a butterfly farm, and a few other smaller attractions. And there's a small French town called Grand Case. Outside of Orient Bay, among the beaches, you have several other possibilities. I would frankly go to Anguilla just for the beaches. Now, that sounds like a bit of a hassle, but keep in mind that you can take a ferry between Marigot and Anguilla throughout the day, going back and forth, and it's a fairly short trip. So that's what I would recommend in terms of beaches overall. I have to say a few things about getting around St. Martin, and this is actually a very important tip. St. Martin does not exactly have a lot of roads or a lot of good roads, and they certainly are not wide roads. So if you go for a week, I would say that it's important to rent a car for the sake of getting around. It's also important to know that it may take you a while to get there. On one particular day, we ran into a situation where there was an accident and the traffic was backed up for practically, I'd say, at least a mile. And we sat there for quite a long time before we were able to move again. So if you have to plan on anything that involves timing, I would suggest building some extra time to deal with the roads there. I would not recommend going around on foot very much. You can do so in Phillipsburg, and especially on Front Street and on the boardwalk at Phillipsburg. Outside of that, the traffic can be heavy and a little bit on the risky side. There is a public bus system, and it's a less expensive option. In St. Martin, a bus is typically an SUV, and it can be identified by the word bus,